Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM. WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Thursday, the 19th day of July. You've made it through the All-Star break. Baseball back tomorrow, Subway Series, so you can start to worry about the Mets again. Cespedes should be back. I think he'll DH. Heard that he's in New York today already, so I think that he's already here. So I think he will DH tomorrow. That's what I would expect. We get ready for the Subway Series to begin. The Indians make a trade that improves them in the bullpen, so a good trade there by the Tribe. That was a deal you knew they would make when you heard their GM the other day, that he would look and improve that bullpen. That's something they had to do. British Open, the guys who went out early today, and I was one of the nuts who actually woke up. I woke up last night because my son woke up. And in the middle of the night, he just woke up and came into my room. So in our room, so I looked at the clock. It was about 3:10. So I said, "Ah, you know what? I'm up here. I'm gonna go down to my office and watch the open." I put it on. I have to admit, when Phil started out on the day, I put it on at 3:00. I fell asleep. I woke up around 5 a.m. and then watched it. So Phil, who had a okay, nothing to write home about, 2 over par around. Tiger started well today, but now is even par. The guys who went out early, as Breed said yesterday, did get a break. Kisner was 5 under, Finau 4 under. A couple other guys scored well too. McIlroy in at -2, which is good. Dustin Johnson had a nightmarish start to his tournament. Matsuyama also, who right now is 4 over, I'm watching him. Dustin Johnson had a terrible day. Most of the guys are within hailing distance right now, so that's where we are as we begin day one at the British Open with Kisner, who was hot with the putter today. Really on fire, and 5 under at Carnoustie today in round number one. I saw they just happened to print the All-Star ratings. Now, you got to remember something. Whenever you look at ratings now in television, you have to understand it is a completely different world that we live in compared to the days of yesterday. All you have to do is put on your TV, put on Netflix, put on Hulu, or put on any of the myriad of different ways you can watch television now, and realize there's thousands of channels and there's a million ways to activate the content you want. So it's not the same world. But when you look and realize that as late as 1980, there were 20 million households watching the All-Star game, and realized the other night that there were 8 million households watching the All-Star game. From 20 million to 8 million for the same sporting event is a incredible, incredible decrease, almost a mind-boggling decrease of the same event. If you looked at any event, you would not find that kind of shrinkage in the event. I mean, there's some that have gone away and some events and, the league has changed or the format's changed or whatever. But when you realize you got a game like that and then realize you see 20 million households, I mean, back to where 20 million in 80, 20 million in 82, as late as 91, 16 million households. And then you, as late as, well, even 95, 14 million households, now down to a 5.2 rating and 8 million households. Unbelievable. And you've been in single digits since 2002. You've been in single digits since it went to Fox. And, I mean, the game used to do 25s, 28s. Now it does 5s. I mean, it's unbelievable how much it has changed. But that's the way of the world. It really is. So we got a lot to get to today. As we said, we're ready to start the second half of the season. Tomorrow we will have Aaron Boone as the Mets and Yankees will meet. The pitching staff, the Mets are going with Syndergaard, Matt, and DeGrom. The Yankees are skipping Severino. They want to give him a little chance to get some rest, to get some extra days off. They are going to go with German, and then they will go with Gray and then Tanaka for the Sunday night game. Remember, the Fan Fest is Sunday, so get on out to the game early. You're not going to, you know, you arrive fairly early anyway, especially on a Sunday for a night game. The game's an 8 o'clock game. We're going to have the event at McCombsham Park from 3 to 7:15-ish before the pregame starts. Then we'll all head over to the stadium. I'm on 6 to 7:15. I'm the last one to anchor the broadcast. Each show's going to do an hour. I get the last one. Everybody will be there for a couple hours. Got a lot of players coming. Bernie and a bunch of other guys from the Yankees. Strawberry, Willie Randolph, I believe. So I'll give you the whole list a little later. So, and all kinds of different stuff. So it's a good way to kill some time before you go into the game, and you can, you know, get there early, get out of the car, and, you know, just then mosey over to the stadium and get ready for the final Subway Series game, and you can watch DeGrom on the mound against Tanaka as they play the final game Sunday night. So that's all that's coming up this weekend. As we said, we're ready to play some baseball. Time to get it started again. The Cardinals and the Cubs are in action this evening. Everybody else starts tomorrow. And Subway Series tomorrow night, Saturday, an afternoon Subway Series game, which sometimes you don't get, but you do get a 1 o'clock game this time, and then the 8 o'clock game comes Sunday night. So we got a lot to get to. And Jabba Chamberlain, who is now a broadcaster, think about the Jabba rules. Think about a guy who burst on the scene with incredible acclaim. Think about how crazy it was when Jabba started. What a wild, you know, we've seen some crazy stuff. I mean, I have through the years, from whether you're talking about Mark Fidrich. And I recently was at a party where a guy was on the same minor league team with Mark Fidrich. The guy was in business world now, but he was actually on that the Tiger team with Fidrich in the minors. He was talking to me about Fidrich, who we knew very well. You remember if you're old enough, how crazy it was when he pitched. Or Fernando Mania. Or Vita Blue. Vita Blue just filled ballparks wherever he pitched. When he came to pitch against the Yankees on an August afternoon game, at a time when the Yankees weren't very good, I mean, there were almost 50,000 people in the ballpark to see Vita Blue. And John Ellis hit this ringing double with the bases loaded up the gap. And, you know, they kind of, you know, did well against Vita that day, and the place was going berserk. But you think about Fidrich, you think about Vita, you think about Fernando Mania and some of the other stuff we've gone through. You know, you went through some of that with Jabba. It really got to be a bit of a sensation, the whole thing with the rules and everything else and everything that went on, and how quickly it changed. And now Jabba is, you know, basically living a different life. Well, he'll join us today. So haven't talked to him in a long time. That'll be interesting. We'll keep you up to date on the golf that's going on as we get ready to conclude round one. We'll let you hear from Tiger Woods once we hear from that. I know yesterday people were making a big deal about Sergio and how his odds had shrunk because some computer put out a big thing about how Sergio was going to be good. Well, the computer had a rough day because Sergio just made a birdie putt to cut his round to +4. He was about to go in +5 on a day where there was a lot of scoring. So he would have been in a very tough way. He's still in a tough way. Made a birdie putt, short birdie putt on 18 to cut his losses today to just +4. A very tough round still for Sergio Garcia, who a lot of people thought had a chance to win this. So you have a couple of guys like Sergio and Dustin Johnson who are already in deep trouble. Phil's +2. Tiger, I believe it's still even. I'll check on him as we go to break. And leading the tournament is Kisner at -5, and a whole lot of people chasing that and are in red numbers in day one, especially the guys who went out early in Carnoustie. So we'll get it all rolling right after this.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.